still used to hold me closely and know me. Now I'm amazed that you act like you don't know me, no. And all I can say is...
Welcome to the Dope World News Podcast. Taking over your listener space, whether you're listening to us at the new look, overdopeproductions.com.
Yeah.
The Apple Podcast app.
Yeah.
Spotify.
Yeah.
And where it benefits us the most.
Where's that?
That's the Anchor app. I go by the BITB, and that's the best in the business. Listen here. Number two, that spot is up for debate, but just know I'm in that number one spot. I go by Prestige.
And you already know that's the prettiest nigga in the world. The Patrice O'Neal of hip hop, Israel Nash, Corvus Glaive, and more commonly known as Zen, the zeitgeist to every motherfucking thing nasty. Who the fuck we got in here with us today, bro?
We got the only member of the 27 Club that lived to tell about it, Nirvana Nash.
And we all just entertainers. I just happen to be one of the best of them.
Come on.
And we also got the last born pimp on the goddamn visuals, my nigga Titty Boy Nate. What's good, bro?
What up, though?
We also got our resident gamer and shooter, C.
Just got my 300 dub on Warzone.
Big dubs. And last and last but not least, we got the goddamn builder in the motherfucking building, my nigga Jabril, fresh off a Unity track. What's good, my nigga?
Fresh off a Unity track? Shit, God is good, man. God is good.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. Hey, shout out to everybody.
I think that's how it goes.
Alhamdulillah. Nigga, alhamdulillah.
Blasphemous.
Nigga.
This is blasphemous.
Nigga, young niggas blasphemy. No religion, nigga. The fuck?
Dear summer.
I know you gonna miss me. Before we been together like
night airs and crisp teas.
And a lot of you niggas just had big teas, not crisp teas.
Nah, literally. That Champs 3 for 20 special out here.
Big, big.
He did lie on the next bar, though. S-Dots with the polo creases.
Nah.
Niggas was rocking that.
With the polo fleece.
Niggas was not rocking that.
S-Dots was the fake Gucci's. They was the bargain brand Gucci's. But I had a pair of S-Dots.
Gucci's.
You did?
I had a pair of S-Dots and a pair of G-Units.
Yeah, because them G-Units was fake Gucci's too.
Everything was fake.
You had the G-Unit beaters?
Nah, bro.
Oh, yeah, I had a G-Unit beater.
I never had a G-Unit beater. I had the In and Out G-Unit.
So I had the G-Unit beater.
You had the green peppermint around the
shoulder? No, I had the black, like with the G circle, with the yellow.
Okay.
You know, I had a bunch of little G.
You had a G-Unit jersey or a G-Unit beater?
Beater. One of them G-Unit beaters.
Them G-Unit Braziers?
Them, yeah.
them G-Unit motherfuckers?
I had one of them boys on.
They made it look like you had on a Teflon vest with the G-Unit Braziers?
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I don't, bro, only buff niggas was supposed to be wearing them. So it was
true,
funny.
That's what
it was funny because dog always been skinny. So it's like he got on a G on the beater. It's like, still swimming in that thing.
Running around with that G unit beater on, just thinking that I'm the guy. I'm the toughest
you know
nigga
what?
In the world.
You know what? Them G unit beaters is the first Cuddy dress. That's what they is.
Stop it. You're not gonna compare no G-Unit beater to no damn pixie dress. What's some shit? Little spaghetti straps, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look. But niggas definitely gained extra 10 Panther points when they put the G-Unit beater on because them niggas thought that they could go out and fight the world, nigga. They go out and you... What's that little Streets of Rage that was on Sega?
Shit, get Bruh. Rich or die trying. Hey, that was look, on PlayStation
we got a nigga.
1.
We got a nigga out here talking about many men wish death upon me.
Blood in my eyes, dog, and I can't see. I ain't been in that position
Yeah,
before.
Well, you got like, that nigga talking about some, he's selling anything. You gonna automatically think that's the potion that kept him from dying off them 9 shots.
Man, hey, we don't really need real that's motherfucking vests. We just need a G on the beater. That's gonna save us, nigga. But you see, them shits ain't on the market.
Nah.
You can't go on Ask Jeeves and find one G on the beater.
You can find one on the bill website for about $500.
That's the problem. You gonna wear another nigga holy beater? Like, bro, you can find A shirts or beaters.
Nigga, you can go to your local thrift store and find one of them bitches, man. If that's the case.
And it's stinky.
Vintage.
Yo, man, that's it. You know, it's
it got one yellow stain on that.
It's a thin line between vintage and dusty.
Thin ass fucking line.
Hey. Just like the spaghetti straps.
It's the filter. It's the dusty. But you see,
we don't know if it's vintage or not.
She in the game tried to follow in 50 Cent footsteps. She dropped them goddamn hurricanes.
What was that?
Them shoes.
Yeah, hurricane shoes.
Yeah. Y'all know about the hurricane shoes?
Hurricane game.
Them bitches probably go up on stock.
Oh, too. My God.
The hurricane game.
Because he was also jocking off of Hurricane Chris. Hey, baby.
Man.
Bro.
The hurricane game.
Let me take a peek. Let me take a peek and get a refresh on the hurricane game.
You got to see this shit.
Was phone posits code or not?
I hear a lot of people say, no, I've never owned a pair, but that don't mean they not cold. It's right. Just not nothing I would wear.
These? Them, oh, my God.
Them and Uggs is Dragon Ball Z shoes.
You said Uggs. Hey, a lot of bitches got on Dragon Ball Z shoes.
Man, these Hurricane games are disgusting, dog.
Let me see what they look
like. These shits is Lugs 0.0. Nigga, like, not literally. Lugs 1.0 or 2.0.
Literally.
Lugs 0.0, my nigga.
They came from the same mode as the Fat Farm factories.
Yeah. Oh, you right. Oh. These bitches are ducks.
Say, that's like the Tahoe and the, what's that other bitch? The GMC.
Denali?
GMC got the... I don't
see, that's when
UConn.
We make
but I will
your,
say though
your context and culture.
Man, I will say that's dope that black artists was taking advantage. They was taking advantage of, you know, I'm gonna put out this clothing line, and then they was able to do it on a major distribution scale.
Well, like, no,
even though nobody rocking
Shine
John,
clearly they wasn't.
It's dope that they was able to do that shit.
They was getting fucked just like they was getting fucked in music with that clothing shit. Because if that shit would have worked, they could have kept doing it. Rockaware worked. Sean John worked. Those were real clothing lines. That fucking right. that Hurricane game. No. I don't know what that
Birdman
was. That
Lugs.
Was
Birdman Lugs was around for a little bit.
Listen, Funkmaster Flex Lugs was lifetime. Birdman Lugs was for a short time. That was a short stay.
The ankle
all
Lugs.
All that shit y'all listening is all at CITI right now. City Trends.
Man.
Not being sold.
Man, bro. And the niggas that's coming out with the big bag. When they come up with the big bags from City Trends.
Oh, come out with the big bag.
The Foreman Mill City Trends big bag.
I was right at City Trends right out of high school.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, fair. that was okay, Trends. Bro. That was at a time.
Burlington is a little tier higher.
Look,
two tiers.
Sure.
No, Burlington depends. It depends on where you at in the Burlington section.
Just like the diapers.
Because Burlington got some dogs, got some shit where it's like, oh, you get some suit separates. You know what I'm saying? You get you a nice belt, nigga, if you trying to, you know, nice little dress shirt to put under the suit.
This is
but
true.
If you in that bitch trying to get Chris, everything's big.
Hey, that's why I go there.
Absolutely.
So I'm big as hell. I'm huge.
3280s.
Nah,
and that's why
my size out there, no,
I can't go to them stores because everything big. I'm literally 5'4".
Bruh, now imagine my pain though. Every Foot Locker, the coldest shoes for little people. Foot Action, the coldest shoes.
Average size,
that's the greatest
nigga.
Shit. Cars. I got to fucking bend in the shit.
I go into the spot and I look at something.
Everything fits you. I hate that.
Hey, medium,
I hate that shit.
I might want a medium or a large today. I don't know. I'll take both.
You know at Finish Line they got all the shoes on the wall, right? And then you go down and it be that clearance rack, but it be them big ass boats. That's where my nigga Brill be at, the big boat section.
That's the only spot where them niggas got them in stock.
Hey, that nigga down at the general RV section.
That's the only spot that got them in stock. I remember that nigga D-Man has said that shit to me. Man, he was like, bro, You better hope that you stay that as big as you is right now, nigga. Man. Because you get any bigger, you gonna have to special order every shoe that you
out of East Bay.
Like, oh God, that sounds terrible, nigga.
Yeah,
And you gotta pay more.
They stop making, and then the stuff that look cold on the smaller shoe, when you put it on, when you extend it and make it jumbo size, it's like
Kevin Hart said it the best. You can't look sweet in no clothes, nigga.
that's a true statement.
Future just decided, listen, I'm not going with that premise. Nigga, everything gonna look sweet on me, nigga. But you other tall niggas, I ain't got no help for you. I'ma put on the Gandalf hat with the weird ass clothes, and it's gonna work for me.
Jay-Z been struggling his whole life by this way.
Nobody ever realized how he really still tall struggling
is. With the dreads. You say he's still struggling?
Bro,
he just finally found his own path.
He did it after J. Cole, though. Hell yeah. Or did J. Cole do it first?
He did it first. Well, they was doing it at the same time. That's what let me know that them niggas was in a goddamn they was in a foxhole together. Pause.
That's
what them niggas was thinking. Them niggas a brain digest session of, you know what we finna do? Rasta for life. Rasta.
Hey, well, we gonna jump into episode 89, but before we do that, we definitely gotta shout out our sponsor for the one time.
Yak Town don't back down.
And he never did.
Hey, shout out Sean P. Hey, listen. That little city council race heated up.
Good job. Man.
Listen,
I seen a van driving down the street, big ass Yak Town Don't Back Down sticker on a van. I said, yeah. Holy fuck, yeah. This nigga got pub. This nigga got a tour bus. Like, shit. I don't even know if it was him. The nigga in his inside looked white. So I'm like, this nigga, oh man, this nigga done put marketing dollars into this campaign.
Hey, come on. Hey, so yeah. Like I said on the last episode, never tell you who to vote for, but just make sure you exercise your right to engage the democratic process and be part of change. Might not be effective, but change.
Change.
I call it the Republican process, but, you know.
Hey, whatever. You know, Republic. It's all right.
For the Republic in which it stands. Go ahead. I'm my badge, bro.
One nation under Bob.
They elect, like, when you go vote, it's a poll, man. Like, locally, yeah. You know what? Hell yeah. We gonna run this shit. When it's a president, it's a poll. It's like who you like better. They elect who they want, though. You feel me? You're not voting to vote to make somebody in power. You're just making a poll, like Facebook.
Then I need to be the next president.
You can.
You gotta square up with The Rock first.
Man, you can tell it. You can tell a nigga that got kids. You can. You can tell a nigga that don't got kids. Then you can tell a nigga that don't got kids. You gotta square up with The Rock first. You just see the opposing views of children and not children. No, nigga, The Rock gonna be the president for the rest of our lives once he get there. You thought, nigga. If it was one,
nobody
nigga,
can be him.
Yeah, bro. Man, bro. What my nigga say? That nigga pulled down an airplane with one arm, nigga. That nigga, The Rock, pulled not down a helicopter with one arm, nigga. That nigga out.
It wasn't in Fast and Furious?
Yes, bro. He was on the ground. He grabbed him. He pulled a helicopter down with one arm. How you gonna beat that? Russia top that, nigga. You want you trying to top that?
Bro, they get that production deal at Fast and the Furious and be like, fuck it. make Vin Diesel teleport and then make The Rock throw fireballs. They gonna get to that point.
They
gonna drink nitrous fluid one day and then get superpowers.
So we gonna jump into that episode 89. We gonna kick this shit off with Lil Durk. Hey, for those who don't know him, and Lil Baby dropped a collab album. What is it? Voice of the Heroes. A lot of positive reviews from what I seen. A couple songs I heard was nice.
Hard.
Literally, young niggas in the culture running the shit, and they demographic in their lane. So
shout them niggas.
Shout out to them. But Lil Durk did say this. He got an issue with people posting money on Instagram, and the issue is not about the money, but he feel like a nigga should have his shit together before he posts any money on Instagram. And that means that his family need to be taken care of. That's rule number one. Rule number two, you gotta bend that put your people in position. So those are the rules he feel like a nigga have, the criteria that niggas gotta meet before they post money on Instagram.
First and foremost, what I just wanna get out, I know we've been hearing the reports that possibly his brother was killed. Just wanna send rest in peace and prayers to his family, if that is true. Outside of that, though, we gonna get into. Hey, listen, no smoke with Durk or nobody. anybody. But post the money.
I don't want no smoke with the hero.
The voice or the hero. Nigga. But I don't post the money on anything is dumb. I don't care if you got your shit together. That's even more of a reason to not motherfucking post no damn money on nothing.
Jay-Z said that shit best, bro. He on the gram holding money to his ear. It's a disconnect. We don't call that money over here.
Cause it don't make sense.
And it's also just that simple fact that you making yourself a target. Absolutely. And any nigga who come from that situation, you gotta understand, like, why would I do that?
But I don't even, it's beyond the target point. It's like, nigga, what do you have that much cash for, bro? Because you know how easy it is to lose $20. If you got a big ass crib and you just stole it, and now it's just you just throwing money around.
You done
bro,
lost me on this one. I don't know how easy it is to lose $20.
Nigga, we all went into a pair of jeans and found $20. Nigga, and you ain't wore them jackets.
Not in years.
Nigga, and you go, bro, when you do that, at the time when you lost that $20, guess what? You was sick. 6 months later, you put them jeans on and find that
you lost no $20. Nigga. That's my point.
Bro, so.
If I knew, I would be sick.
And I don't give, and even if you got a lot of bread, even if, you know, and but it's just, where do you keep it all? How do you keep account of all of it? It's just the
unthought. You just count it.
It's just the unthoughtfulness of money. It's like, bro, it don't mean nothing no more. But in reality, the people, bro, y'all might be doing good. The most part of the world, niggas is starving, bro.
Yes, sir.
Even though niggas has been up over the pandemic kind of a little bit, bro, that month, niggas is out here starving.
The majority.
I see you out here, nigga, you just playing with 50 bands, nigga, and 50 bands can change my entire life. Come on, dog. You playing with niggas, bro. And niggas be out here adoring that shit. Like, I can't wait till I get in a position to do all of that. What do you mean? You adoring some shit that's corny. That shit is beyond everything else is corny. Because the niggas think that that's the way that they get bitches.
Absolutely. But I'm going to tell you this. Like, a bitch know who you are and she know who you ain't upon meeting you. And I'm going to tell you this, too. If a bitch like you, she gonna fuck with you regardless if you got money or not. And that's where that shit become even more goofy. Cause I done seen broke niggas take a nigga bitch and he got all the money in the world. And he got all the designer in the world. He got all the cars in the world. And a broke nigga was like, hey, I still had your bitch.
Bro, that's because it's just like, what type of bitch do you think that you attract that like that type of shit, bro? There's a lot of women out here. Women don't want no broke nigga. Don't want no dusty nigga.
100.
But on the flip side of that, you can be confident in what you do and be, you know, modest in spending, modest in bread. And you can sway a bitch that it's like, yeah, that nigga got money, but that nigga insecure than a bitch. You know what I'm saying? How can, you know, I fuck with that nigga because that nigga break me off 10 bands when I come see him. But I fuck with this broke nigga because
some shit go down.
You know what I'm saying?
They can hold his own.
And that's not, this ain't no disrespect to none of them niggas.
No,
it's right. Just more so of the fact of, bro, why do you need to feel so secure to have that type? You see them, then they got all them bands in the pocket and they're showing out. And you go out, they out at the gas station or something and got bands in their pocket just showing out. What you trying to prove?
They wear skinny jeans and shit.
Yep.
But now, you know Jay-Z walk around at least $50,000, but you never see it.
Hey, bro, he don't carry no cash. Jay-Z was one of the first niggas that was talking that black car, Centurion.
But he got a briefcase. Do believe he got a briefcase ready to go.
But he don't, bro. He was talking. $1 million.
He don't have to carry.
He's
not carrying it himself.
Yeah, well, that's the difference. If it's on my, you know, my bodyguard got the duffel in the back. That's different than me having it.
Being a big ass target. Yeah, that's kind of silly though.
It's very,
like, even a regular thinking everyday person. The thought across their mind. All it takes is a couple moves,
bro. If you was carrying your life savings in your pocket right now, how your heart would be running out of your chest everywhere you went, bro. Because you like, bro, I got, you, whatever it may be, I got $40,000 in my fucking pocket, and this is all the money I have. And if, just think, if the one person just pick you out in random just to rob you, you like, how you know I had my 40 G's on me today? You, it's just a disgusting feeling.
Right.
So these niggas, they be like, yeah, I got robbed for, you know, all of my chains and shit. I know I wear a lot of chains. Niggas be like, oh, you flashy and all this shit. Bro, rings, $10 pack. Watch, Instagram watch. Nigga, like, all of this shit I can buy again. And I know they be feeling the same way because they got a lot of money or whatever. Nigga, when we talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, that's different than hundreds of dollars, nigga. You know right. what I'm saying? And I'm not walking around with this and then check my wallet, nigga. Oh, I got a good two stacks on me. What, nigga, is you crazy? I'm a bum. Nigga, these niggas, you look at J. Cole, he said that shit on his album. He said, nigga, I decide to dress like a bum like this, nigga. And I made more money than I've ever made in my life, my boy. You wanna know why? Because you run up on J. Cole, what you gonna steal from him, his phone? That nigga ain't walking around with 60 bands. You gonna steal his credit cards? Guess what you do when a nigga steal your credit cards?
Nah.
Hey, Max, cut that off.
Nah, they got it to the point now where you can go to the app and just...
Lock your card.
J. Cole don't dress like Bruno Mars, though. That's a whole different...
Wait, what Bruno Mars dressed like? Because I only see that
Bruno
nigga
Bruno Mars dressed like a nigga that dressed at City Trends. Because I done seen his hats. It was gas station.
You talking about his everyday? You talking about his everyday vibe? I guess I'm thinking about theatrical Bruno Mars. You know?
Even theatrical Bruno Mars. That nigga out there in slacks, a button-down black shirt.
He in a blazer, a silky-ass motherfucking blazer.
But bro, that ain't robbery worthy. Niggas gonna look at a nigga in a suit or whatever and be like, "What? I'm gonna rob that nigga for a shirt, for a suit?"
Right.
One little Cuban.
They gonna see a little Ferragamo belt, like, "Ho."
Yeah, yeah, you know. You,
oh, or the niggas who love to wear that goddamn fanny pack shit across their chest. Them niggas, that's the goofiest shit. I'm
gonna just say one thing about it. Lil Durk, just like anybody, and just like Jay-Z, I love the bar, but you don't have no right telling anybody what they can or cannot do with their money. When you was younger, you was probably on the internet doing, and I get that you trying to keep niggas from going in, but it's the cycle, bro. You're not about to break it. You're not about to stop niggas from feeling a certain type of way because of the things that they're earning or the way that they feel about it. I get what you trying to mean by it, but that's also when that nigga was saying in his bars, like, you know, I can't split rent with my bitch. Cool. The things that you think can be the way that you think, and you should tell your team to do that.
Well, that would have to be...
They need to be focused on that.
That would have to be both ways then. If I got money and I don't give a fuck about my responsibilities, don't comment on what I'm doing. Because that would be the, oh, if you can only flash money if you take care of your family. What if you just say, man, fuck them? Or you got money and you loved them before and it's just like, nah, bro, that ain't what I'm on right now.
I ain't got no family. How about that?
No, that's my mama, but you know, that's my daddy, but fuck them. Like, nigga.
Fuck you.
Like,
and that's what it come down to. It's just a bunch of, you dealing with kids. So you can't come to them and say, you can't do this. You got to talk to them in a way where it's like, look, bro, I get y'all gonna do this.
Come on.
But when you move this way, this is how it's going to be perceived by other people right. or by the people you don't want to see this.
Come on.
You can't tell a nigga, oh, if you can only be doing this, nigga, if you this or that person. Because then automatically they going to come off and be like, who the fuck is you to tell me that? You ain't around here dealing with the shit I got to deal with no more, nigga.
What's the crazy part of it is just the fact that, oh, let me post this up on IG. Them niggas get professional pictures done all the time where it's, you know, they don't have to have money. They can have their jewelry on or whatever. And it be, you know, an actual photo shoot. Niggas go out of their way to make sure people see them with cash, bro. Like, cash.
I mean, you know, where they do that at? Because, like, in Detroit, you don't really see that.
What are you talking about?
Like you don't really see it. You see it, you don't see it that
bro,
much.
Bro, you see niggas that ain't even famous do that shit, bro.
You don't see it. Like, a stack of money. Like, stacks. I know little billfold.
No.
I'm talking about stacks of money. You don't see nobody, and I've never seen nobody do that.
I have.
You have. You've been in some different circles. You went in Detroit. Where was you at?
What you mean? You ever been outside of MGM when niggas was really doing that, was doing some wild shit?
Now, you talking about 03 or, you know, the 06. That's a whole different era.
I'm talking about a scenario of niggas with bread and niggas clowning and being out in the open in Detroit. That shit happens a lot. And it's been happening because niggas, bro, Detroit is the most, bro, Detroit got the most black people in, like, in one, there's the highest populated black city in America.
By ratio, yeah.
So, like, bro, niggas gon' nig. Like, that is a fact, bro. Then niggas gon' go out that bit. And it ain't, and niggas don't like getting stunted on.
And, bro, you know what, though? All this money talk, like, inflation is real. Inflation is real. Inflation is really being reflected in the prices of everything today. So, like, the dollar is much more, like, it take a lot more dollars to buy something than it did before.
For sure.
Like, for real. So, like, holding on to your money now is, like, crucial.
Bro, that's why all them niggas, man, what's 10X, Grant Cardone, and all of these other niggas be like, if you holding on to your money, you wasting it. Because you need to be spending it and putting it in all of these different type of things. Only thing I know about what wasting money is trying to walk around with it. I don't know where in ever in the fuck that was the cool thing of, hey, I got money, now let's just walk around with it.
I know I seen my young dog, he graduated, whoever the rapper was, nigga threw like 10 bands at graduation.
Oh, I seen that too.
Yeah, young dog just like,
They took him to jail for that
they
shit.
They did. That part didn't make sense to me.
Inciting riot.
Nigga, this is a graduation. That's basically a riot.
Razzle dazzle. You just made him more famous.
Of course, because all publicity is good.
Remember all that coochie that was getting given up on them times?
But every night.
You talking about graduation? Yes, sir. Man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They're giving you that farewell.
Yeah. I'm going to North Dakota State. Oh.
Man, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that was a black hub for a while.
Yeah, I ain't never gonna see you again, bitch. Go ahead, give me that pussy.
I ain't gonna lie, dog. And then again, every joke that I say is because it's about me. Nigga, yeah. I used to be thinking that these people wasn't coming back after they graduated. We all right back here.
Nigga. In this thing.
Right talking back here.
I be
nigga.
Seeing niggas in the line to get Jordans, like, hey, bro.
Nigga, you got a master's degree, nigga. Like, and you back here?
In Pontiac at the Mr. Alice?
Yeah, I mean,
AKA Snipes.
My first time.
But it's
driving Pontiac, Mr. Allen's. I was the Mr. Allen man for about 2 years.
Big that bro, Mr. Allen's got big clothes. They was one of the originators.
They had big
bro,
clothes.
Bro, 29 or 2 for $50.
Bro, and that Mr. Allen's nigga. Oh, bro.
That was John B.
No, that nigga. That was, what's dog name? Ray Cash.
My God.
I'm a pimp in my own mind. We had a nigga from Ohio selling us jams. Well, them 29, 2 for 50 was them little Adidas joints. Them Adidas, them Adidas. Them was the 29, 2 for 50s. And the Felis. The Felis with the.
One pair of black forces, one pair of white forces. Crispy for the year.
No, because like all white, months, bro. Fazos are not sweet shoes.
He tripping.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Fazos.
I don't have a pair personally.
Man, I never seen you wear a pair of Fazos. Because you know.
Stupid on me, bro.
They look stupid on everybody.
I don't agree with that.
Oh, nigga, you trying to be diplomatic, nigga.
No, I mean, you talking about low top, mid top, or high top?
I'm talking about all tops. Fazos is trash.
High top. G Fazos, you terrible. Bro.
If you wearing them, I'm scared. But I'm also scared of everybody in Fazos. Because it's no telling. Like because you walk in a certain way in whites.
A low top pair of whites can go right with a certain fit. They clean. They just a clean shoe.
Until they ain't clean and them ditches
I'm
dirty.
Just saying, nigga, so two weeks look, later,
no, a one day later Fazo is over, nigga. A one day I'm later Fazo.
That shit true.
Not at the club. Not at the club. That's it.
For that outfit specifically.
Unless you walk perfect all the time.
Ain't nothing worse than a picture of your face always be crisp, and then you see that nigga and he's still rocking the same face on, and you know, you like, I knew them shits was a little yelly.
That's why Nelly said, that's why Nelly said, give me two purr. He already knew what time it was.
Not one purr.
But two purr. I like the Devin with the brother, the back of the
moment. You talking about Quincy Ray with the big purr? No, Nelly
knew. Yeah, he did two purr.
Two purr.
Leather white with a corner cap.
Don't give me it all, man. Murphy Lee ain't all, man.
Whatever. Oh, my. If it's shoes on that shelf, you should have like some, man. All white.
Yeah, with the gum bottle, big boy.
Dirty, this wide gun. Strapped to the lace, the color bottom. I hate it. I hate going back. I hate a lot of Nelly stuff.
See, like, man, kiwi. You could have
got these colors.
You had a personal genie,
nigga. Fakes.
In and outs. The in and outs, nigga.
Oh no, the big daddies. The big daddies. Bro. Let's not pretend like big daddies old ball when it was called, running the shit.
M&M, or what was that?
SNS, LNK, MNK, 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 nigga.
Bro.
Everybody's disgusting. I never did that though.
The Trade Center in Detroit.
Oh.
Was giving niggas bubble forces.
That was 50. One for 50, two for 100, nigga.
Bruh.
Or the phasies.
See, the mid-2000s was guilty of this.
Disgusting.
New York, counterfeit bootleg CDs. Detroit, bootleg shoes. Nigga, we was all egregious.
Bootleg culture.
Bootleg culture.
Niggas had a white man that was the best rapper from this bitch. Bootleg culture.
Man, bro.
That nigga grew up in a trailer park.
Hey, what is... Hey, he was white. He was a fucking bum. He did live in a trailer with his mom. He did get jumped by all six of you fucks. And Free did fuck his girl.
Future did fuck my girl.
He's still scrambling here screaming, fuck the free world, nigga. Man. Hey, listen, you couldn't get these colors. You had a personal genie, nigga. I don't give a fuck what you say, nigga.
No, Lil Durk, I don't think that nigga should be telling niggas what they should be doing. Like, Hold on, though.
He the voice.
You're making a real good point, though. But I gotta bring in this memory. My mom's got me these these black and white snakeskin forces.
Oh no, disgusting.
From Detroit, from a grocery store. That was like 41 or some shit like that.
Oh,
bro, I wore them at the whole college preparatory summer program.
Oh
bro.
No.
Oh, because no. I was lit. I was so happy.
You thought you was out there.
No, I knew. I didn't know for sure. But I reserved the thought that these might not be authentic. Shit. And yo, my roommate, right? My roommate, because we was in the dorms, he was one of them fresh kids, right? Yeah. So he seen them. He was like, oh, yeah, them dope, them sweet. I'm like, yeah, yeah. He was like, I got forces, too. And then he had like 20 different pair of cold-ass forces. And then after that point, it was just kind of like, you know.
But he ain't got these. All right. He ain't got these, ain't so got you know. So you know that them shits is...
So like 4 years ago, I had on some six rings, nigga.
Oh, no.
Nigga popped down. He was like, oh, yeah, them sweet. 2 weeks later, I saw that nigga making a joke on Facebook. Like, niggas be out here wearing six rings and thinking that shit's sweet. Damn.
Verbatim, though.
Literally, I was like, damn.
He did that intentionally. He made sure he waited 2 weeks.
I know.
He made sure he waited 2 weeks. Like, all right, it's the same zone. It's the same zone. That's maybe like, he won't see it. Maybe he forget we had the conversation. He made sure he waited 2 weeks.
Bro, niggas always... Bro, again.
It's like Mean Girls, nigga. Bro, I love that bracelet.
Yeah.
Mean Girls is a cult classic.
Fucking nah, that's just a classic. Monkey white bitch.
Oh.
Jigaboo monkey white bitch. Wow. Don't no more opposing words have been spoken.
That Jigaboo might be the title.
White bitch. Man, that bitch is a booger booger.
Your man name's monkey. What?
Bro, these titles be crazy.
I heard a bitch on TikTok say that somebody that was a white slur. I was like, I've never heard a black person say that a day.
Wait, what's a white slur?
Mayonnaise monkey.
Never heard it.
Let me tell you something.
No, never heard it.
Never heard it. Never heard it.
Bro, black people don't get real. They don't get. Black people don't get real coiny with the phrases of white people.
They make fun of your voice.
Yeah.
They make fun of how you walk. They make fun of how you dance. But they don't be like.
Yeah, all of that. It's just stick to the white boy. You white bitch. You white boy. Yeah, you punk ass.
You know,
because the fucked up part is, bro.
You Malaysian monk.
Motherfuckers will go back. Motherfuckers be like, I don't even want to say cracker because I don't think that shit funny. You know, it's like, that ain't funny.
I've literally never just heard a black person get mad at a white person like,
that's,
you crackers?
Yeah,
I just seen opies,
all of them.
I just seen white people look each other in the eye and call each other white trash. I'm like, wait a minute.
White trash? But the thing about white trash is, bro, white trash is also better than black. Because, it's white. Bro, white.
Look. Upper class white people, lower class white. I mean, middle class white people.
White trash.
White people. White trash. Upper class black people.
Niggas.
And the rest is niggas.
Hey, bro, everybody
it
else.
No matter if you Hispanic, Asian,
man.
Any of them.
Speak nigga.
You niggas.
Niggas.
Hawaiian niggas. Hey, what's Bruno Mars? Hawaiian nigga. What's Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Wrestling nigga. Hey, bro, what's Jeremy Lin? Basketball playing Asian nigga.
Literally, it's a video on social media. White dude. Calling a Chinese person a Chinese nigger. You're a Chinese nigger.
Man,
I'm
bro.
Like, oh.
China, how is a Chinaman supposed to be upset at that? He like, well, only thing you got right, I'm Chinese. The nigger part, I mean, I'm not black. So I don't know really where you're going with this.
Hold up. What?
You thought I was Tiger Woods or something?
Hold up.
Tiger Woods, that was Chinese. Korean.
Now, everybody is black. Now, if you go in there, we could go there. But outside
Preach,
of that,
brother.
If a nigga say Chinese nigga to a nigga that's Chinese that don't believe that he got no black blood, that nigga gonna really look at you and be like, I don't feel offended.
That's why them Indian
because I'm also Chinese and
all.
Indian
niggas in America don't be playing that shit. They be like, please don't marry a black man.
Man.
Please don't marry a black man.
That's, bro.
But they be the ones in tiny nightclub on black women, though.
Bitches, but look, though.
Them niggas would be like, I'll kill myself.
Bro, the problem is, them niggas be darker than us. Them niggas,
yes.
Bro, Indian niggas be darker than us.
No,
I be looking
facts.
At them niggas like, bro, you blue are. Color. So you gonna look at a nigga that look like you and say, nah, bro, I couldn't be related
y'all
to them.
Noticed
you
in
crazy
culture,
motherfucker.
You haven't noticed in Indian culture, it be blue motherfuckers?
No,
man.
It do.
Because them motherfuckers
that's a
be
drink.
All blue.
That's them chips you over there eating, nigga.
Them niggas look like the creative player on NBA Live 2004. Dark skin with the European haircut.
Monstar is an issue.
This nigga prestige crazy.
But we gonna move on to Issa Rae.
Queen.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to her. Like, ever since she done got the wave, she done kept the wave going on the representation shit. Just... executive producing, directing, you name it, she been on it. But the news for her this week is this. She's set to voice Spider-Woman in the Spidey Universe sequel. So, I'm
is
looking...
Is it animation?
Yeah, you know, the one with Miles Morales and all that shit. I'm thinking
morals.
It's that.
Wow.
You see, fuck.
Moraless. That's crazy.
It's
moraless.
That's crazy. That's what that is.
My nigga Mike Morales.
Miles Morales.
No. Morales?
Miles Morales.
Right.
Because he black and Hispanic, bro. Get with it.
I get that. He's but still, moraless. They.
No, he's not moraless.
No, it's the difference.
I get it.
But
look,
the Wizards
right, so
right
look,
with a different
pen. So look.
The black Spider-Man
the fucked up.
Not moraless.
But that's what he is. He's Miles Morales.
No, he ain't.
Hey, man, we're not finna be arguing about that dumbass shit.
Besides
the
point, Issa Rae got fired.
Venom, but that's a different story.
Yeah, nigga, because guess what? We coming to do what? Carnage.
I heard the first one was cold. I ain't see it yet.
I heard that Venom movie was trash.
I did hear that.
Bro,
but
that's
that,
because I don't Hardy. Like that nigga Tom Hardy, bro.
But that Spider-Man movie was cold because my kids watched that shit over and over
the
again.
New
it was the animation?
Yeah, the animated one. Mm. And... I watched it, but I didn't finish it. But from where I seen up to, it was fire.
Tobey Maguire was the best Spider-Man.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
That nigga right now is the best Spider-Man. That nigga right now, whatever his name, Tom Holland. That nigga's the best.
He the best?
Hell yeah.
I agree.
Because he really said.
I think Tobey Maguire is the best.
He motherfucking actually encapsulate how Spider-Man seen
now,
the entire
is,
time.
Now, that
bro.
Is the truth.
Like, that kind of happened.
Tobey Maguire was a 30-year-old man.
Man, and
Tom Holland was actually like 16, 17 when he took over the Spider-Man gig.
So. Bro, I don't. Yes. I just know this. The thing about going back to Issa Rae. Is that's dope. I've always talked to y'all about how one of my motherfucking dreams or, you know, aspirations is to do voiceover stuff. That's what I want to do, you know, eventually sometime down the line. Issa Rae is perfect because she has a perfect voice, bro. You know what I'm saying? She has a stern, you know, that stern voice of a superhero. You know, she not going to come in and she not going to, I don't think she would try to do too much. She's very well knowledged in that sport of acting and that sport of what shit is supposed to sound like. It's just like when Regina King did Boondocks. Bro, you gotta understand, when you know what you're doing it for and the reasons behind it, you take away. It's not like you looking at that person to act. You're not looking at her, the actress. You're looking at her, the voice. Oh, girl, that was on Different. You looking at old girl from Different World, is it Cree Summer? One of those girls from Different World. She's the one that does the Rugrats, Susie Carmack.
Yes,
she do
yes,
a whole bunch
yes.
of different stuff where it's like she able to play that different bag. And with Issa Rae, I can see her playing a different bag. And when it be black shows and they need a woman as the wife or whatever it may be, bam.
Yeah,
Issa Rae is not that person.
I think who you is referring to is Cree Summers. Yes, I think that's her name.
It's either
Cree, one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. You know, honestly, Issa Rae, I get that, but I've never seen her play this bag. And to compare her to somebody like Regina
King had never done that before.
Regina King did something that nobody had ever done for real.
I mean, look
where
at
she
Will
played
Smith.
The two main characters on the same exact show. So that's a whole different bag to get into to begin with.
She was
Issa
two different
Rae
people on that show.
That. But Issa Rae not doing
she
that.
She was Riley and motherfucking
Issa Rae is playing a character that is.
I thought he was talking about Insecure.
A subsection of this whole Spider-Verse. So to me, it's like, it's cool.
You know, that opens the conversation.
It's whatever.
That opens the conversation about it's in the black anime community about. Certain people feel like, you know, why is they making Superman black? Why don't they just use some of these other dope already black superheroes?
Superman is black or Captain America?
They're supposed to be coming out That's another example, but it's supposed to be a Superman that's black movie. Like, why do we need to make the white characters black to feel like that's acceptance? Or why
do they
think
like
that's
that.
What we
No,
want?
I don't agree with
you
that.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, it's black superheroes out there. Like, they made Black Panther. You know what I'm saying? So
Blade. Who saved Marvel.
Who saved
the
Marvel.
The only reason that Marvel is what it is, I mean, as far as it's cinematically, that's the only reason that they alive.
The movie's cold, too.
And Blade shit wasn't no fucking superhero shit. Nigga, Blade was a movie. Yeah, that was a move. Them was movies.
That first
nigga.
One, that shit was
bro,
crazy.
Blade 1 is, bro.
It's better than The Matrix.
Bro. I can't go that far. But
the action?
But well, I mean, Matrix ain't I don't bro, Matrix 1 is the action is dope, but Matrix 1 is about reality, bro. And writing in Matrix 1 is some of the greatest, coldest shit that's ever been written.
That's just like a Planet of the Apes. The first
movie
is about racism.
Yep, come on.
Bro, what they dropped that shit?
That was the year that Martin Luther King
got killed.
No,
yep.
It was the same day. The same day Martin Luther King died.
They dropped
the day that Planet of the Apes came out,
and it was the biggest movie still. It was the biggest movie still. So
that was a joke, dog, when it saw Planet of the Apes, but he went and killed Martin Luther King.
Oh my god! Not these niggas,
bro. Not dog. Hell no! He is strong and fast and smart.
Rest in peace, Martin Luther King Jr. Fuck. But no,
he probably up there like these niggas,
man. Hey, again, back to Boondocks.
Boondocks,
you niggas. Hey, what did my nigga say about that McRib? Oh my God, dog. Hey, Mick, hey.
Hell nah. Y'all ate that shit, didn't
fuck
y'all?
No.
Nobody I've ate never the McRib. Had
a McRib. Oh, McRib is a Salisbury steak with barbecue sauce on it.
And I hate Salisbury steak.
Salisbury steak, bacon style. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a prisoner of
human ribs.
Brokenness.
That nigga said those are human.
I hope they weren't human ribs.
I'm pretty sure that's more expensive.
That is pig rectum.
That's the most come dangerous on. Game.
Not if you got to get rid of bodies.
No, bro. Come on now. You remember, bro. In Auschwitz, it was cheaper. In the Holocaust, it was cheaper to keep them niggas alive than it was to motherfucking shoot them.
Bullets.
Yeah. Bullets was more expensive than food. So let's keep these motherfuckers alive. That's why they was
shoveling them niggas into a goddamn inferno. Yeah, wait,
bro, when it was time to kill a group, we gonna put you in the oven.
We gotta get all these niggas going.
Oven work. But they didn't in turn feed that to themselves. They ain't put a nigga in the oven, you know, put a Jew in the oven and then say, let's get a
You want to talk about Illuminati sacrifice? Now that's Illuminati sacrifice.
I opened the portal. Right. Listen, rest in peace, everybody, nigga. Everybody across the seven seas, nigga.
Not this. This is still up and running.
I said some real deep shit right there.
I'm on a dark path. I'm not trying to take this off right now, bro.
No, bro. I heard seven C's.
God,
niggas is tripping.
It's instinct, bro. God, niggas is tripping.
It's the retrograde, bro. That's what it is.
It ain't no retrograde.
Everybody, bro. I ain't gonna lie. When people started learning some shit about astrology, nigga, niggas was just like, guess what? I could just blame. Niggas just be like, it's because I'm a Taurus. It's like, nigga, shut the fuck up, you bitch ass nigga.
You drive a Taurus. It's 2021.
No, it's because you a fucking.
They ain't do bitches in years.
It's because you an idiot, nigga. Why did you say that? It's because, you know what? It's because I didn't know. It's my Gemini spirit. That's no, nigga. You're retarded.
It's my Virgo moon. It's my Libra rising.
And then when a bitch be like, "Do you know your moons and rise?" When a bitch ask you what time you was born, bitch, why? That was 30 years ago, nigga. I woke up today at 4:30 a.m.
The day I was born, Timothy McVeigh blew up the goddamn Oklahoma City building.
Oh shit!
That's all that matters. Yeah, I'm saying it wasn't.
That's interesting.
Man, bitch asked you what time you was born. Oh, and then all of a sudden, now they know you. You know me? Let me tell you something. All of this, you can do all the context clues you want.
The new me or the old?
Man, bro, all the context clues you want. Because a bitch be like, soon as I say August 8th, oh, you a Leo. Here we go with that shit. Because you want to know what it is? You want to just believe this, and this. Now, granted, do some of that shit be right?
Yeah,
it do.
But, bitch, you don't judge me off that, because if I judged you off you being a woman, guess what it would be? Fuckable. Like, nigga, that's the number one thing. I'm judging off looking at a picture. Puss, fuckable. Bang. That's all I care about. So, you want to go into... born at 2:30 a.m.
Yeah, so it's a
ray. Yeah, he's a ray, right. Cool, get that bag.
Hey, listen. Yeah. No, as far as the Spidey universe, I feel like they use this as an opportunity to be more inclusive, whatever that means, whether it's black people. I think I seen a female Spider-Man, like teenage girl Spider-Man in there flying around and shit. So I feel like they just stacking the deck on just making the Spider-Man universe more inclusive and characters and all that shit. So
leave Luke Cage in the trash can.
Bro, don't even disrespect like you them fighting words. Like, dog, like you just gonna say that?
What? Season one of Luke Cage was called hard. The rest of them Luke Cages, when Mahershala Ali died, was off of that shit was disgusting.
I still need one more season though.
Black Lightning.
Good or not? The Watchmen was decent. They had they put that little agenda shit in there, but the Watchmen was decent.
But we gonna move on. Hey, we gonna jump into Ricky Ross.
Okay.
Man,
Maybach music.
This dude just came up on a residency in Las motherfucking Vegas.
Shout out my nigga Ross, bro.
And one thing I say is this about him. Like, he be under the radar pulling a lot of moves.
Hell yeah.
But this particular move just signifies hip-hop's dominance.
I'd agree.
Hip-hop wasn't getting residencies at all at one point. And now it's becoming more common. You would see a motherfucker like a Britney Spears, motherfuckers like Madonna, all them niggas doing residencies, Celine Dion. Yeah. But now you getting Drake's and now Rick Ross. Like, it shows you that hip-hop is that shit. Vegas, though, that's what's going to draw people to these fucking attractions and venues and shit. And it's just good for hip-hop. It shows us that it's dominant. But the particular place, I can't remember the name.
I think it's at Dreas.
Yeah, there Dreas. You go. And they gave some fucking stats on Rick Ross. Yeah, he got 5 number one albums on the Billboard Top 200. Like, a lot of people look at Rick Ross and be like, no, he don't. But the stats is there. Bro,
first and foremost, I want to tell... Rick Ross is one of the coldest rappers. From 2012 to 2017, Rick Ross had some of the coldest... Them bars before
was
trash.
In his group who was better than him all those eras.
I don't care, bro. His songs was better. Yes, better. How they wasn't? None of them niggas got 5 number one albums. None of them niggas got number. Bro, Rick Ross is a better rapper than what niggas give credit for, and he also make better music. That's why he get all the Drake features. That's why he get all the sweet beats. That's why motherfucking Justice League was fucking with him. That's why he got that many Jay-Z features. Because that niggas respect the way that nigga paint pictures in every rap, bro. Like, this nigga Rick Ross do the luxury rap, like, seven women, champagne sipping, gold M's in it, two. Nigga, when you hear that, you want to be like, nigga, throw up the glass, nigga. Yeah, nigga, champagne flutes in his bitch, nigga. I'm happy for Rick Ross, bro. Because, again, that's another nigga everybody always want to say rap is a young man's sport. Bro, Rick Ross 45, bro. Rick Ross is 45 years old. Do you think he don't act like a 45-year-old? As far as money-wise and shit, he do. But you would think maybe Rick Ross 38. You know what I'm saying? 45-year-old man, all these estates that he done purchased. Nigga, motherfucker shooting Coming to America at his crib, bro. This nigga is out of here, bro. And if it's one person that has the catalog to do it, the music that'll sound right on Las Vegas Strip. On a Las Vegas Strip, you hear some of them Ross tracks. Bro, them is the ones for Vegas, bro.
Cause you know what the residencies is gonna come, the nice live band.
Yeah.
You're not going with the fucking, tour DJ, which he probably will have him for support. But you know what the residencies, it's about to be an elaborate show with probably orchestra, live band, and Rick Ross music translate well into that.
Very, very. I mean,
you look at the shit the Justice League did for him. Like, bro, it's all live instrumentation.
Hits, bro. Dice, pineapple, bro. It's just so. When you hear it and you drinking and you feeling a certain, you smoking
issue
a cigar.
With Rick Ross too is that how many of his songs come off the fact that they features with niggas? Like, his big songs are featured with niggas who's sweeter than him.
Hustler didn't have nobody on there. Bro. Blowing Money Fast didn't have. Okay, Styles P, but that wasn't nobody at that time. What? Styles P was coming out. Can I finish? Styles P was coming out of the basement. Styles P was gone at that time. Styles P was gone for a long time when he did that feature. So Rick Ross brought Styles P out the basement. So like
Styles P like a actual like him track from
Naughty by Nature.
Trash from Naughty by Nature. Nas used to be one of my favorite artists back in
Tech
the day.
Tech 9 one of your young. Favorites too?
No. But Tech 9 is one Tech of the coldest entrepreneurs. And this shit that we do, Bro, Tech N9ne is the god, bro. He is a god of motherfucking underground,
but
nigga.
When I heard One Mic for the first time, bro, I was like, this is the greatest song that's ever been made.
No, he did his shit on One
Mic. I was like, but this song is crazy.
But when I just look at Rick Ross and exact, bro, he do the suit shit. He everything that Las Vegas and that shit is, you know, that he portrays it all. He gives all of it, and plus it's not a farce. When niggas look up, when they go and see him, be like, well, is he really living that lifestyle? You be like, bro, this nigga's a mogul in business. How many motherfucking wing stops he got? How many rallies and checks?
Early on that,
you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you talking about passive income just waking up. Just waking up.
He don't got to rap again.
He don't got to rap and do it for sport.
And now he get real estate too.
Yeah, and now you just going out and doing your bro, when you go through, you can have 10 albums. But if you just go and play the classics out of 10 albums and you got a 4-hour set of smashes.
That's so dope. 4-hour like, set.
Bro, that's pretty awesome. That shit is crazy, my nigga.
No, it set a precedent of where, you know, the younger hip hop artists can end up, because like you
he's
gonna get
easy ass nigga, bro.
No,
bigger than Jeezy.
No,
way
no.
bigger than Jeezy.
Way
no,
bigger than Jeezy.
Way bigger than Jeezy. No, nigga no.
Way bigger than Jeezy.
Elaborate. He like I gotta Jeezy hear him elaborate. Brother. Elaborate.
He got off the same exact flow for years, bro, and niggas was putting him at this level that, when you really compare him to other artists in that bracket that nigga try to put him in, it's like he don't even come close to
like
that.
Like who?
People be saying Rick Ross like one of the best artists of the like 2010 era.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
He not Drake.
Okay.
He not Kendrick.
Okay.
He helped Usher
he
Drake.
So
he the B of that.
He not and Wiz Khalifa.
He's bigger than Biz. Bigger
what?
Than Wiz. Hell yeah.
Nah,
bro.
He is bigger than Wiz. He's bigger than Wiz.
Hell
than Wiz.
Right, bro.
See,
and this is what I
and
mean.
That's right. And we talk about commercially, nigga. So, not even.
Commercially. Yep.
No, because wait. Because no, Wiz.
The biggest thing is Cushion okay. Orange Juice. And If I See You Again.
He was doing songs with Wiz and Currency on the underground tip before Wiz
bro,
and Currency became Wiz and Currency.
Bro, he had that relationship. Right. What's Wiz's biggest, bro, Wiz's biggest CD commercially is what? Cushion Orange Juice is a mixtape, bro.
I know it's a mixtape.
So
tape.
What
That's
is his
biggest CD,
his
though.
Biggest commercial thing is If I See You Again. And that was a song that was already made by the white boy that did it. So let's stop playing. Wiz, hell no. It's not even close.
All right.
Nah, but I am going to agree on the Wiz thing, because niggas like Currency and Wiz, they got the cult underground following, and that's not even a takeaway from their success, but it do put a ceiling on what they can do. Just like a nigga like Tech N9ne, same type of success, just underground. Like, in the long run, can you get a little bit more, a lot of money? Hell yeah, you could get a little bit more money, because less hands in the pots. But when it comes to doing these ventures with casinos and resorts and shit, you can't get into that
bro,
avenue without having a commercial
look
success.
Look at the names that you said. Big time names that do residencies. Usher got a residency right now. Drake had a residency. Bro, it's nigga. Bro, when you get
that.
You
gotta pay them well to do that.
Bro, because that's all. Bro, they pay you to stay there. They pay you to stay there and only do this.
That's dope. Like, this gave me a reason to go to Vegas.
Bro, Rick Ross, and just think about how big, and then you talk about, all his good songs with features. He got them actual real relationships with them people, so think about how he can pull from that. Bro, being a boss and talking all that shit he was talking, really having that reach and having that, you know, that motherfucking advantage to be like, hey, Drake, come here on these, can do this for these 2 dates, and Drake really do that shit. It's a totally different ball game you playing.
And the crazy thing is too, during the pandemic, they've seen our demographic run to Vegas, and Vegas become more of a premier destination, at least until like
premier,
you know the travel expenses, you know, go a little bit higher. But like, it's people who identify with Rick Ross, fuck with his music or hip hop in general. They out there. So you gotta have some shit to draw them to your shit. And Rick Ross fall right in there. And if the trend continue, you could might see a Future get a residency, or you know, just you just see more of this happening.
J. Cole.
Oh, well, J. Cole could definitely get one. Because J. Cole, bro, the thing about Drake's, bro, Drake's is on the Celine Dion level, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Drake can do anything.
Everybody and their mama gonna be at the Drake's
one. J. Cole is at this point in his life, bro, white people love him just as much as black people, bro. He's out of here. So, yeah, J. Cole can get it.
And before
Wayne can get it. You know, it's certain, it's people that's just like all the way out of here that can do that
and
shit.
And before the pandemic, that touring shit was start suffering. You seen Future Nicki Minaj
had to cancel the tour.
Yeah, had to cancel the tour because motherfuckers wasn't going
accessibility
out. So that's why I like that.
But that was even before the pandemic.
Yeah,
when
that's
that
what
shit
I'm saying,
got canceled.
So the residency shit make more sense.
That's
because people
automatic
going,
dollars.
Yeah, people going to them destinations. They gonna be in town and they be there multiple nights. So one of them nights they more likely gonna pull up on you. So like, maybe the model was changing. Instead of going on the road, do a residency.
When you do that shit, they already know that they shit is booked.
Come on.
So it ain't like ticket sales. It ain't like you guessing on what's gonna happen. You know, if you like, if a hotel, restaurant, whatever it may, you know, all of them conglomerate of shit be like, yeah, bro, we booked the entire fucking summer, my nigga. We know what we able to give you.
Come on.
So, and we got Rick Ross. Guess what? We got Rick Ross. What you got to pay is triple now. Like, nigga, period. If you want to be here in August, you got to pay triple of what it was to pay in fucking February.
Come on. Hey, so we going to move on to news or not news.
Let's do it.
I got a funny news or not news. I was diving in deep. I had some serious shit, but I seen this, and I'm like, we going to run with this. So, y'all brace yourselves. If you're part of the council culture, guardians, I advise you to turn this shit off now for at least 3 minutes and tune back in.
Three.
Whoa.
But a man kicks disabled white supremacist as he calls a woman the N-word. Is
nigga.
That news or not news?
Not news.
It's news because when I, at first it wasn't not news, but when I read that shit and read the comments, I'm like, oh yeah, this news to me. So they was at the fucking subway station, disabled man talking shit to this woman, and another man came and he kicked his ass. Now, listen, I thought the shit was fucked up because the disabled man didn't have no arms. But perspective was made when somebody in the comments said they both had legs, so it's even. So I'm like, hey, he's right. So I'm going to move on.
Listen. Everything is news when it comes to anybody kicking somebody. Because I think that's some of the funniest shit in the world. Because it's one thing to sock a nigga, bro. It's a whole nother thing to pick your leg up off the ground and kick somebody, bro. And then, do we know if this was a real kick, if it was like a little bitch-ass kick?
No, he ran.
But look.
He kicked the fuck out of that nigga.
Bro, my thing is this. If the nigga was in a wheelchair, could he feel his legs? So did you just do something for no reason? I was just watching the upside today. Nigga pour hot coffee on the nigga that was paralyzed from the neck down. He ain't feel the hot coffees. So if you kick a nigga that don't feel shit, you could have broke that nigga leg. That nigga looking at you like, still a nigga, bitch. Like, always news for a kick, bro. Always news for a kick.
Hey, but it just let me know that, hey, no matter who you are, if you racist, they gonna
still
fuck
get your
you,
ass
they gonna fuck you up regardless. Because I would never harm a disabled person, but motherfuckers don't care who you are. Any other news or not news?
Yeah, news or not news. I walked to Detroit yesterday.
News!
Real shit.
Hell yeah.
Unity Check 5 was a success, the first one of 2021. 6 is going to be at the end of June. So yeah, you know, we building, we moving. It was fun. I'm sore as hell, but I've definitely grown spiritually and mentally and stuff like that, you know.
Hey, and we definitely gonna actively work to grow this Unity Trek into something bigger for the community, on a diplomatic level, unifying. Yeah. Like, I got some ideas I do want
to
run by you, so
well,
hopefully you're free to listen.
Yeah.
But I do see this as something that could be something for the community as you walk from Pontiac, because it's cities between Pontiac and Detroit. Oh, so as you pass through those communities, I feel like it's an opportunity to make some shit happen. Yeah.
Yeah. What I want to say about it is, always, you a goddamn beast, my boy. Secondly, when it was last week, I was there.
I appreciate that.
You already said you were sick.
Nah, I appreciate you.
But this week, had a studio session on Saturday, so it was a no-go. But your hydrochloric acid is telling you, hey, boy, you got much long. You could go 50 of them things.
Yeah, one day. But yeah, you know, yeah, it was unfortunate. It was supposed to be for last week, but I got sick. I didn't want to put nobody at risk. And the weather was kind of
cold. It was trash, bro.
Weather was fucked
everything
up.
Everything, bro. Yesterday was, Saturday was beautiful,
It was perfect. But I'm actually happy that I went alone, and I went and I was able to
clear mind,
you know, really fully take it in what it is to do it by myself. Mm. Because, you know, it really started from just a goal to just walk to Detroit, because that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
But it's developing into a unity track, and, you know, it has deeper meanings and stuff like that. So, yeah, we'll definitely get into it and chop it up. So, yeah, I'm actually happy how it turned out.
Dope. Just reading the caption about just the spiritual journey, linking the two geographical locations and all that. Mm. Like, that shit dope.
Yeah,
it make a lot of sense to me, because if you understand the history of the land we own, like, it's fucking dope.
And I say quick, Chief Pontiac, his land and territory was from up here all the way into Canada.
Mm. So he
spent a lot of time.
The shit deep.
So yeah,
yes sir.
Any other news or not news?
My news and not news is that today is the 14th anniversary of UGK. International Players Anthem.
God damn. News.
God damn.
How many years?
14 years?
Oh my fucking God.
Back when there's still CC and emails to every girl CC around town.
Peninsula, maybe.
Dog, it's been 14 years already?
Man, listen.
Dog, that shit still hit like it first dropped.
Man.
You think they still married?
Nah.
No. Did you? Nigga, check your heart, Three Stacks. Nigga, did you hear what he said?
These girls are smart, Three Stacks. Man. These girls are smart.
Play your part, nigga. I'm a choosy lover. Never fuck without a rubber.
Man.
Never on this.
Hey, we gotta say rest in peace.
Thank you,
Pimp C. Pimp C. Rest in peace, Pimp C,
man.
You not a pimp, you a fairy, nigga. That's some hard ass shit.
It might not have made it today. Hey. I choose you. Any meany decisions with precision, I pick or make my selection on who I should to be with. Girl, don't touch my protection. I know you want it to slip, but slipping is something I don't do. That nigga was going crazy, dog.
Better pick the right ones to
pick the kitties up. Man.
Damn. Song nigga, came out of nowhere, bro. At that time when it dropped, it came out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Slaughter
of them pockets had to tie it to a rocket. Huh? Send her into outer space. I know he wish he could, because she's banking $20,000 a day. Bro, imagine if you made $20,000 a day.
I'm going to leave that shit.
World domination.
Hey, now if you making $20,000 a day and you white, you walk around with a bunch of stacks in your pocket, bro.
Yeah, post it on
Instagram.
Don't
be black, because niggas just going to shoot you for your 120 stacks. You white? Jeff Bezos shit, nigga. Niggas be like, man, you see Jeff Bezos over there.
The dollar's dying anyway, so.
Y'all, no, we not doing that. We almost to the end. Any more news or not news?
Hey. I think it's that time again.
Time again.
Whew. Sometimes it's controversial.
Always controversial.
Always. Hey, listen.
Very controversial.
Because hip hop is one of the most opinionated subjects.
That still hasn't been broken down all the way completely
yet. Known man. And it's the controversial
rapper. Young
like
a marsupial.
Waiting. Who we rolling with this week?
This week we have a screwball. A changeup.
A change. Oh. A knuckle curve.
Yes. When he did this shit. When he dips,
when he dips his shoulder, dip, grip, curve, nigga.
Wait, what was he talking about?
Rest in peace, Bernie Mac.
What was he talking about?
Baseball.
Okay. He said grip the shoulder.
Dip, grip, throwing a curveball.
Okay, okay.
Skillax! Okay.
But this week, we have DJ Khaled.
Wow. Ooh. So what is the first thing we getting into?
The first thing we gonna get into is flow.
Accurate.
But instead of flow or as in cadence, we're gonna go at flow as in flow of his albums.
Okay. I like that. That's fucking dope.
Album flow.
Now I'm not gonna lie. I am someone who's followed DJ Khaled's album career to a certain point. I will say I haven't been faithful to tune in as much after Major Key because, you know, Jay-Z Hove showed up on Major Key and made that what it was. But Flow album, see, these albums are compilations of artists and productions. So it's not really a flow. It's not really telling a story like you will get from a Kendrick Lamar or a J. Cole or even Jay-Z, like any artist who do a solo project.
Yeah.
Now, I can't say he has given us summertime hits off these albums.
Oh, smashes.
Yeah. So it's not to take away, but flow, since it's just a compilation, the best that I can give him is a 6.
A 6?
Yeah, that's the best I can get. That's the
6
best.
6 out of 10, so 60?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 60. Sorry. Okay. My bad. Hey, look.
Screwball.
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry about that. 60. Sorry.
Hey, just got quiet.
I fucked that up.
Oh, nah, but the fucked up thing about this is that, and I think that in a flow of album, he's probably always right. In his flow of album, because he know where to put the hot shit. He know where his hot shit is at. And I know that for a long time, niggas was trying to space out they coldest songs. I don't think DJ Khaled was really trying to space out his coldest songs. That nigga was trying to let you know. He thought that every song was his coldest song, first and foremost. But also on top of that, he thought that he knew that as a DJ, your shit gotta be your shit.
Yeah.
And for that, I at least gotta give him a 78 because flow of album, I give him 85.
No, I'm gonna give him get on the album, ain't you?
Fuck no.
Well,
I'm gonna give him a 70 because, like, I don't know, he does have hits for sure, but I don't know, going from song to song, it just never really load well to me. Is like, or even sometimes the people he would put together is like, I don't know, maybe you should have put other people together, mix it around a little different, and it just never flowed good to me. He did hit sometimes though, he definitely hit sometimes, but for the most part, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a 77. When I look at flow for Khaled albums, he, for what he has, one, the songs aren't good enough. That's just me being a honey. But when you look at the flow of the CD, I could give you an 80 if the songs were better. But they're not there. So if the songs aren't there, how can I give you a flow as far as album that level? So I like what Khaled does.
Come on.
But I just don't fuck with the way that his CDs sound. He a single ass type nigga to me. That's it. 77.
Bro. For the flow of the album, how the songs go, I'll give them a 90. I'll give them a 90. And that's strongly curved based off of this last album that he just dropped, Khaled. Like, I heard a lot of talk about it, saying that it's not up to par. So I was on the Unity track. I just played that shit. I didn't look at the track list. I didn't look at the features. I just played it. And honestly, like, and I usually don't ever get this sensation from a Khaled album, but I honestly, you know what I'm saying, like, yo, this is perfect. Like, I was really impressed, and I was looking forward to 2021 and the music that's coming out, if they already on that level.
No doubt. Nate.
Florida album, I'm going to give him a 58. It's no rhyme or reason to the album except what Nasty said. Make your hot shit available faster. He plays like an intro song, gets right to his shits. That's his singles, essentially. So I feel like a marketing standpoint, it's smart, but it's a compilation CD, essentially. There is no flow. I can't give him no higher than that.
What we got next?
Next, we have... Nope. Don't have. Because since Khaled is not an actual rapper, we gonna put him in production. Which is our first time ever doing this with somebody. So if it go right, we hope y'all like it.
Yeah, come
on. We gonna do production for Khaled. So when we look at production, we're not only looking at the beats, because we also know Khaled's not making all the beats as well, but we're looking at the executive production as well. So what he brings, who he brings to the table, what songs are actually being made on top of the beats, because he has say over all of that. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just music production, but executive production as well. So.
Okay. Well, given that perspective, like we said, Khaled has hits. We taken over, which feature one of Wayne's best verses in the mid-2000s.
I am a beast. Feed me rappers or feed me beats.
Nigga.
Like.
That's when Wayne was the Super Bowl. Yeah,
like my Sprite Easter pink.
Nigga, that.
Like, he has put together
going crazy.
Some hits. And he, like, even though
a lot of hits,
you got the producers that do the work for Khaled, he still is instrumental in, all right, let's change this, let's do that, put this person here, put that person there. So I feel like the hits that he have does outweigh the misses, because he has misses if you listen to these CDs. There's some shit where I'm like, you could just tell that he was just trying to put people there just to be there, especially where he started going into, like, the Afro vibe shit. Like, a lot of them songs, like, no, we don't need it, it don't work. But as far as his hits is good enough to give him his production style. I'll give him an 80. It's good enough for that.
If we gonna do 0 to 100 on the rapper rating, I mean, if we gonna just stick in rap with production, it's 0 to Dr. Dre and Diddy. You know what I'm saying? So at this point,
he said that.
I'll say Dilla.
But you know, that's backpack. You know,
just for beats, just for beats.
One of the greatest producers that ever lived.
Favorite producer. Every day I play him.
Not disrespect to him. It's definitely back. We're not doing that. We're not arguing about that right now. So let's not do that. But if I'm gonna talk about Khaled, bro, it's no wrong steps. It's a lot of right steps. Even when you're wrong, you made the right decision. Because nobody else can sit there and say that they've done the things that Khaled has done. They've never put, a lot of these people ain't never put the same people on, you know, the greatest people of their generation on a song together.
The only nigga who did it was Quincy Jones.
You know, but if I'm gonna talk about the misses, they are misses, bro. I can give you your credit that even when you miss, it's just like, you know, you could say that wasn't a failure, that was a lesson. So I never lose. But it's a lot of shit in there that is, I ain't with it.
You ain't got the keys.
It was no keys. It was keyless. Keyless entry, nigga, into them albums, nigga. So for that, I give him an 87. See,
I don't know. It's kind of tough because, like, for as many hits as he's got so many misses as well. You know, 30 touchdowns, 30 picks.
Yeah, Jamie.
So it's like, if the 70 is like the average mark, I still got to give him an edge above instead of below.
Yeah.
And I'd probably land at around a 75.
That's fair. That's very fair.
Nirvana.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Well, I give him a 92. You know, we mentioned to Diddy. And Diddy is actually on this new album talking shit. Like, and I believe that it's a O. Like, Diddy not rapping, but he just, you know, is talking shit bag. And I really believe that, like, DJ Khaled arranged that and set that up. And Diddy acknowledged him on that level to do that, because Diddy is a master at that composing level of putting shit together in the music. And I give him a 92. I was 100 off rip, but I have to acknowledge that. You know, some of these collaborations,
but it's real.
They weren't compatible. You know what I'm saying? So I give him a 92.
Nirvana.
I'm gonna give him an 83.
83.
When I look at his production value, crazy. No matter who making the beats, when I look at who he bringing to the tracks, they are always the guys of that generation. He knows who to get. I do think he is kind of falling off in what to make.
Yeah.
In a way. But he's getting the dudes who he's supposed to get still. So I can at least give him that credit. Where it was like a lot of other executive producers that they get stuck in their ways and just keep on pulling the same exact niggas.
You to see DJ Drama try to do this. Yeah, DJ bro, Cannon, like, Cannon, Don back. Cannon, and it don't hit.
Yeah. So I'm going to give him an 83.
My boy, Nady.
Yeah, I'm right there pretty much with you. I'm going to give him an 84. I think his beats and everything is clean out of all that shit. The executive producing, like you said, he gets the people he needs to. The only issue I have with it is I feel like he forces the songs, and that's why he has so many misses, because he's actually trying to make them hits. Just how they sound to me, it don't sound as creative, and he's coming here like, this is a song we're going to do. I kind of want you to do the hook. You got first verse, you got second verse, you got third verse. And I don't feel like people sound as free to me, so... 84.
No, that make a lot of damn sense.
Nirvana, what's next?
Next, we have Star Power.
Okay. Damn, this be that make or break on the rating. Okay, I'm going to just go off of just what I've seen in the space. If you go back like to 2016, I believe, maybe 17, where DJ Khaled was taking over Snapchat. Like, really
taking over Snapchat.
And then after that, that Wild Thought shit came out, and like just the wave behind that song. You gotta have star power to be able to draw a nigga like Justin Bieber to be part of some hip hop shit, even though he was fucking with hip hop niggas. But like, to make him feel like his brand won't be hurt by being part of this, you gotta have some type of star power. So I'll give DJ Khaled, even though he's not always the front talent, he's a 83 in the star power. I feel safe to give him that.
DJ Khaled is known by every single person in this world, 90, because it ain't even a joke. It ain't a question. You can ask anybody if they know who DJ Khaled is, they'll know.
Come on.
Like, even if we talking about older white people, maybe not. That's where he can't get to 95. He can't get to 100 like Snoop. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But as far as a 90, you talking about 50 and below, everybody knows who the fuck DJ Khaled is, bro. He's funny. He's, you know, his marketing tools are everywhere, bro. He has all of the dynamics to where if DJ Khaled didn't want to be a producer and he wanted to be a spokesperson at Coke, he could do it.
Come on now.
He
let's
could
preach.
Do it. So,
let's preach.
90.
Right there with you. I'm gonna give him a 92 though, but same thing, you know, another one.
89. The reason why I give him an 89 is because he borders on that he is that big, but he is that annoying.
Oh, I know, super annoying. And the most
that,
annoying.
And because of that, I can't give you a 90, because it's just like, and this is a fucked up way of looking at it in a way, but is you there just because you that annoying?
No publicity is bad publicity.
Man. It ain't. especially because we here in my mom's basement. So I definitely ain't trying to disrespect that nigga, but we just talking from a sense of what I'm seeing.
Yeah,
it's like you are kind of annoying as well.
Not so kind of.
Yeah, I can't get you a 90 vibe just based off of that.
It's his persistence, yeah, that he won't be stopped.
And that persistence is
what made him.
What got him there?
He got him up 70 m's. Jabril.
Yeah, so I give him a. I mean, you gotta be popping when your son is executive producer.
Both of them.
Yeah, we got two of them now.
So yeah, like, and also Kelly doing all that stuff y'all said. Plus, he was hosting a few award shows, like big ass award shows. You know, I give him a 95 on the star power, and I just do want to acknowledge that Kelly has been talking this big stuff, like he's been leaving his brand since before.
Since that Terror Squad shit, where we was like on listen.
Bro, he really has been like this for, you go back, bro, he been like this, bro.
Come on.
When he said we taking over, it happened.
Nady.
I don't know. Because we're doing it from a production standpoint. So, as a star, I give him an 89. Also, as a producer, I feel like he's one of the most famous producers ever. I feel like that's a lot of people that play the back row, and they just be, you kind of already got to be in hip to that type of shit or be looking into it to know who producers are. So on that, I feel like he's one of the most famous producers ever. But as star power goes, there is other brackets he can't get into and cross over to, and he is annoying and it becomes gimmicky, so he is gonna lose some people. So I hit him with an 89 for sure. Come
on. Dope. What we got next?
Last we have creativity.
Oh fuck. Okay, creativity. And I'm just thinking from album to album. Of course he's been part of hip hop, like in a popular stance, since like the mid 2000s, and music has changed a lot. I think when he does bring people together, he does put them together for their strengths. Like if he get a little baby, you're gonna put him where a little baby fit on the little baby sound. If he get a SZA, he gonna put SZA where SZA fit on the SZA sounds. So I think he leveraged their creativity for them to be able to fit on his album. So I can't say he's creative, but since he is the mastermind of it and he has made hits, you know, sometimes you got to put your players in positions as the coach.
Yeah,
I have to give him enough credit to give him a 75 for creativity.
I want to say, no matter what, as I say every week, you got to be creative to do what the fuck people do. Got to. As a DJ,
man,
you have to be very creative, because you think the same way niggas shun you as being a whack artist, if you up there playing whack tracks, niggas is going to throw tomatoes at your head, bro.
Right,
and he's tomatoes. Done it. He's done it not only here in America. That's why he tap into them Jamaican roots so much, because, bro, that's one of the places that's the toughest to get respect from. And then to bring it from DJing to actual producing music and making those number one hits, the creativity to have the presence of mind to know who should be on songs is a beautiful thing. For that, 87.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a 80 for the fact that he could find, like you said, he gets the people that he does need to get and he puts them in position to succeed. But I gotta take away a little bit, because sometimes he puts the people that shouldn't be put together. So it's like he's like creative. It's like he's been doing the same thing with every album, but it has been creative. You know what I mean? So it's like he hasn't grown to a different thing. So it's like I couldn't give him up to a 90.
Every time he put a nigga, that Mervado nigga, on the album, it's a miss. Keep that nigga off the shit.
It's like he's still trying. So it's like, is that creative or is that more just persistent? You know?
Nirvana.
50. I'm be real, I can't give a nigga a creativity level off of things that he's not doing. That's just crazy. Like, yeah, you can bring a bunch of niggas into a room and you can tell them to do this and do that, and that's cool. I'm not saying that's not creative, but at the end of the day, they still gotta execute it. It's based off of their creativity to execute that at that moment, not yours. So when I look at him, he not being some uber creative nigga. In the other lanes of the game, I do think he do move a little bit more efficient than a lot of other niggas. But
we also gave them niggas.
But at the same time, when I look at Dre, I would give Dre a more creative, because when I look at a Dre beat, that's a Dre beat. When I look at Khaled beats, are those Khaled beats? Are those
Justice League, 808 Mafia?
Yeah, 808 Mafia beats that Lex they doing Luger. At that point. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, nah, bro. Like, you literally not doing none of the creative tasks. You just doing the executive tasks. So, 50.
Shit, 100 for creativity. Because, you know, like, shit, I mean, you can put your finger down on the pen. You put your finger to the pen, to the paper, to the pad, whatever, all that. You know, you can hit record and, you know, you can use your voice to do all that shit. Or you can arrange things for people who already had that talent in place, and you can orchestrate it, because yes, they are talented, but I mean, it's millions of people who are talented but who don't really create and produce. You know, it takes somebody who's creative enough within themselves to tap into that creativity of another person, and then that's just music. And then you got his personality. He's been creating his personality. That's his art. His personality, his interviews are funny as fuck, you know. Getting these deals, Almond Milk, Silk, like, that comes from a creative standpoint, because somebody could be famous, but they could be dull and uninterested. You have to be able to create, so I give him 100.
True. creativity, I'm going to give him a 60. For, like, the reason Nirvana was saying, he not actually creating nothing. He putting a lot of faces together. I give him only a 60 because I actually think he... great at marketing. I feel like that's something he's creative at. But again, that goes back into his gimmick. It's just like another one. Everybody knows that shit. You smart. All that shit became a meme, and he knew that it was a gimmick to get there, so he played the game, but mad corny at the same time. So 60.
Yeah. It's just crazy. We talked about last week about niggas saying stuff about and it being shock value or shock jockish. Bro, every week somebody gonna come in here, and just because that's your opinion, don't make it shock value. And make it, that's how the fuck you feel. Because if I can say a motherfucker's 89 and you can say that they are 50, that don't mean that what either one of us is saying is wrong. It mean that that's how the fuck you feel. That's yeah. What need to be always known.
Come on. Nah, but I enjoyed this rating. Like this was different. Yeah, this was different. It was fresh, different perspective. And I'm glad that we had the chance to acknowledge Khaled, because sometimes, you know, producers do fall in the background, or executive producers and shit. Because, like, niggas be like, oh, yeah, Diddy a trash rapper, but Diddy be literally responsible for some of your favorite songs of all time. And that nigga was in the background.
Very true.
And without him, you know, orchestrating it, yo, artists like Faith Evans, Biggie, 112, Danny D.K., Day 26, none of them niggas get off.
Very true.
Mace,
my favorite artist.
That's true. Look,
we got.
That's why that nigga the GOAT.
Do we have that rating?
So the rating this week for DJ Khaled is a 77.8.
So that's a fucking 78. Generous for DJ Khaled.
I think that's low.
DJ
Khaled, unfortunately, you became the barometer of producers, and that's you had to bite the bullet first, my boy.
Nah, because if that's you, it's fair. It's very fair.
It's not bad. It's not terrible.
And the reason why we don't know yet is because we got to do other producers to see. But it's only a celebrity. Again, who? That means every producer that's younger than DJ Khaled, bro, cannot be better than him.
That's not the truth.
See what I'm saying? So,
how old is DJ Khaled first? So I can
40 plus.
So bro, is there anybody not the better truth. That could be? I'm gonna have to go.
Them internet money niggas is better than Khaled.
That's not. We'll see y'all on episode 80.
Hold on, wait.
1,000,
I know somebody younger because than Khaled that could be better than him. Two people. Sony Mustard. Digital. Mustard Sony for sure
digital. Doesn't have more number
nah,
one.
He can't.
Bro, doesn't have more number ones.
He
so when we get to those people, let's bring it up. Let's bring it up when it's on them.
Hold up, but wait. Timberland.
The number ones though got me.
But do they don't even have CDs. They don't even have CDs. They just niggas on niggas CDs.
Damn, but them number ones got me though.
Khaled, hey, don't worry.
But listen, this was episode 89. And the countdown to 100 is begins.
Yes.
Hey, and we did talk about a notable 89 this week, but shout out Steve Smith from the Carolina Panthers. Tough ass nigga.
Shout out Steve Smith. Mike Dicker.
10 Mo.
Hey, 10 Mo. We got to figure out how we going to celebrate this shit because it got to be a big turnover.
Don't worry. I'm going to be in here off of my original drink. The Hennessy Heartbreaker will be in here off of Hennessy.
Let's get an Airbnb. I'm going to
have shrooms.
Let's get an Airbnb.
Hey,
you might be on it. You might be goddamn on it.
Hey, listen.
The builder is building more ideas than I ever thought of.
Let's get a couple of cheek eyes.
Hey. Yeah, hey, this was episode 89 of the Dope World News Podcast.
Where they can find us at?
Hey, at the new look, overdopeproductions.com. Yes. Shout out to everybody who's been tapping into the website. More
Hell
people
yeah.
have been doing it. And the people who've been going to the YouTube.
Yes.
It's been people who say they watch our shit on a night shift.
Yeah,
so we gaining traction. Shout out to y'all. But listen, new Nasty Sports update, the shit fire. But if you are fragile, don't watch it.
Don't watch nothing we do if you're fucking fragile. Hey,
shout out to my dog C300 Club on Warzone.
Hell
my
yeah.
dog Nirvana Nash.
I also want to let y'all know that A Day as Nirvana will be returning.
Oh,
let's go.
I'm going to be diving into some of the deepest, darkest secrets and angles of my life that I've never dived into before. To give y'all a real feel, I'm thinking of a 13 episode type of thing.
Come on.
Maybe 10 minutes each to give y'all a whole full scope of who I am as a person so y'all can see the real me, not just the phony, fugazi bullshit that I try to put out for y'all to see.
I still the real you, bro. It's just as an entertainer, they get the more exaggerated version of us.
You gotta, hey, we all just entertainers for a reason.
Hey, come on. Hey, but we gotta, people been going crazy. But again, kudos
Jabril,
for the Unity track, bro.
Send the clips, goddammit.
The Unity track.
Send the clips.
The Unity track. I'm always gonna commend you on the Unity track.
For sure.
Great physical feat. And guess what? We're going to get tapped in, and we're going to send it to the moon.
Man.
So listen, I make it in my personal business to make sure this second season be great.
Yes.
So if I inbox you, if I contact you,
yes,
you better understand that it's real business
it
and it's a great opportunity. Because listen, Tapped In is hot by itself already.
Yeah.
And you could be hot by association.
Yeah.
So if I hit you up and you got those two videos, and you could give a good interview, and you could give a good freestyle,
your ass better
just
be here.
Just know that's the only reason I'm in your inbox. It's not to be thirsty. It's not to be friendly.
Yeah.
It's business that's going to help everybody.
Yes.
So get ready for the second season. And Tapped In, and we out.
We out.
Peace.